I've got a lot of confidence in Charlie Brown. And you know, he had a tough day, but I got a ton of confidence in, you know, Zach Strief. And you know, really that entire group, you know, and so, you know, Bryce Harris comes in and does a great job. I mean, I've got a lot of time on task with all those guys. Got a lot of confidence in all those guys. And you know what? You know, I think you got to give a lot of credit to them. Their defensive front, you know, their pass rush. You know, they got after us a little bit today. But you know, for me, it's you still got to operate. You know, you still got to find a way to get completions and get first downs and move the football and, you know, be efficient. I mean, there's, you know, no excuses, and you can't give yourself any.
Were you taken aback by a move like that? I don't think you've ever really seen that happen
here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess not, you know, but I think you're in the moment. You're in the game, and you're not worried about. I mean, the only thing that, you know, I think of as a quarterback in regards to protection is, hey, just knowing, like, they've got, you know, this great pass rusher or pass rushers, or, you know, where's the pressure coming from, and maybe it's just the clock in my head's got to be going off a little bit faster, and, you know, depending on the play or, you know, whatever it is, you know, so just understanding within the framework of the protection scheme and the route and situation, all that, you know, maybe there's times where you got to get the ball out a little faster.
Particularly disappointing in that your performance, well performance. And then we talked to you this week, and you said, "Well, just talk about 2011, how difficult it was to come here." And
yep.
You all were aware of everything, and come out with a performance like that.
Well, this is what we knew. You know, we knew that we couldn't turn the ball over. That's a recipe for disaster. Sure enough, it was early on. We knew that we had to be able to stop the run, and we weren't able to do that early on. You know. We get field goal missed and a field goal blocked. You know, I mean, opportunities to score points, and we don't score any points when we're in the red zone. I mean, that can't happen. You know, penalties that prevent touchdowns at the end of the first half. You know, I mean, that's a big momentum shift for us going into halftime. And all of a sudden, not only do we get the touchdown called back, but then we get the field goal blocked. So, you take those just small elements. I mean, you know, one element in each phase. And that is a recipe for disaster. That'll get you beat every time.
What is your feelings now on this home road thing? Is it a snowball? I mean,
we're kind of proving you guys right now, which is unfortunate because we certainly don't feel that way about ourselves, you know. But the record doesn't lie. We have to play better on the road. You know, no excuses. We have to play better on the road, and we will. And I think it's. I think while the solution is simple, I think just the effort and the focus by which you go about fixing, you know, that is it's methodical, and it starts with the process throughout the week, and the preparation, the communication, and all those things.
Will this week be as big a week for the leadership of this team?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you come off a tough loss like this when, you know, it's a game that you knew. You knew the formula to win this game. You also knew the formula to lose this game. And unfortunately, we followed the formula to lose this game. You know, when we knew what was at stake and all those things, I mean, we knew that still, regardless, the road to a division championship has to be us winning next week. I mean, we've known that all along, regardless of what happened today. But the fact of the matter is, we're a better team than what we put on the field today. And we want to be playing our best football down the stretch, having an opportunity at winning division and going into the playoffs. You want to be playing your best football at those moments. And today was not that day, and we need to improve.
We have time for one more for Drew.
How important is this next week to come to rematch with Carolina on the road?
Yeah, well, we need to play well there. And if we play well, then we can win. If we make some of the same mistakes that we've made, you know, these last two road trips, then, you know, then we'll get beat. But I'm confident in our team, and I'm confident in our leadership, and I'm confident in our, you know, wherewithal to be able to put together a great performance next week, starting with a great week of practice, and get ready to go win a big divisional game on the road and win the division.
Thank you.